please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo!
Radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Congressional aides get what's being called an urgent briefing requested by the State Department's Inspector General today as House Democrats demand documents and testimony related to President Trump's call asking Ukraine's president to investigate Joe Biden.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo accused the committees of intimidation and said the schedules were not feasible. A former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine was slated to meet committee members today. She's now testifying next week.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Sentencing starts today for Amber Geiger, the former Dallas police officer convicted of murder.
Botham Jean was shot and killed 13 months ago inside his own apartment.
He saw someone? Yes, I thought it was my apartment. Oh, my God.
Geiger, in her 911 call, she argued she was mentally fatigued after working overtime. And now, following the verdict, faces between 5 and 99 years in prison.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. America's listening to Fox News.
The subject of Greg's smoking came up on the show. Greg Budell, what would have to happen for you to quit smoking?
Stop making my cigarettes.
Then there was a group discussion.
You've been smoking that long, it's not going to make a difference.
Well, no,
you don't know that.
Doctors say that if you stop today, yes, it will make a difference.
He's not going to stop.
They have a whole timeline for what happens when you stop, when you don't smoke for 6 hours, when you don't smoke for a day, when you don't smoke for 3 days, you don't smoke for a week.
And he's not going to do it.
But he could if he wanted to.
He doesn't want to.
Pardon me while I pull my foot out of the grave.
The only one who didn't comment was Bailey the Wonder Dog. Bailey, your thoughts?
I'd walk a mile for a camel.
What the hell does that mean?
It means your dog is probably going out to the casino for cheaper cigarette prices.
Shut up.
Stand by for three men.
Hey, you got a light?
Sure thing, Bailey. And a lady.
Welcome to Wednesday. At this time, 93.1 FM WACB. We got an action-packed show ready to go. Jay Scott with Random Facts. Emily Hayes making sandwiches. Or eating pudding, I'm not sure. First, though, let's begin the countdown to the weather with Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
When I say it got to 101 yesterday, you might think it's the middle of July, but it's the hottest temperature ever recorded in the month of October. So today, I think we'll be in the 100 vicinity, and again tomorrow, record highs next couple of days. In fact, I think we are in record high territory through Friday, the way it looks now. Records over the weekend look okay. Rain chances are not zero. I see Future Radar trying to print out a couple of showers today, tomorrow. I've got the rain chances under 20%. Then over the weekend, Saturday's high, down a notch, 95. Sunday's high, 91. You know, that's going in the right direction. I've got the rain chances 15% Saturday, 20% on Sunday. Then on Monday, the front enters the state. The cool front we've been talking about. Showers and thunderstorms ahead of it. Maybe not the kind of rain we were looking for. But, you know, I think there'll be some rain. But I'm keeping expectations on the rain amounts low. But then much cooler air behind the front. By the time we get to Tuesday, high temperatures only in the low 80s, Lows at night around 60, and then low 80s or upper 70s the rest of the week. And lows at night maybe in the upper 50s. That's all next week. But we're 5 days away. T-minus 5 days right now this morning. Clear skies. East winds at 3. Temperature is 72 at 6:05.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASE Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Apply online or visit your local branch. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
132 in Brook, got him at gunpoint.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
I find myself dragging my feet this morning.
Better drink some coffee.
Do you have any?
Do you have any?
Do you have any?
What? Coffee?
Yes, coffee.
You a cop?
Are you a cop?
Why?
Because it's National Cup of Coffee with the Cop Day!
Today, law enforcement officers all over the country will sit down and build relationships over a cup of coffee.
Let's start the show.
Let's get this thing started.
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's, first of all, you know, Radio Land. Let me just give you a little insight here.
Insight.
Yesterday, Rusty was here at the end of Happy Hour to host a new show at 6.
Right.
And I left my headphones over here because I think taking them back and forth, when I don't use them at home, wears them down.
Where do you think they went then? They made it accidentally?
Well, I texted them, and I believe they've been put where they were told to put the regular studio phones. Because what I'm wearing right now...
Mm-hmm. That's goofy looking. It's goofy.
Well, I'm glad you noticed what a fashion misfit I am with these. Because I really feel like a schmo.
So you think that the headphones are somewhere in the station?
Yes. No, they actually did what they were asked to do, which is put all the spare headphones in a drawer downstairs.
Oh.
But I think they scooped mine in with that group, so I got to run downstairs. Because I may as well be holding two paper cups and a string.
Those are some big hands.
Yeah, you look like...
Dumbo.
A child's first
These
headphones.
Are Dumbo headphones.
Yeah.
Those do look like Fisher-Price headphones.
They do.
That's good. Brilliant.
That's really good.
That's very amped.
Speaking of, I changed offices yesterday.
Yeah, big...
big
there was a
move.
BM here in the building.
What happened?
Big move.
Well...
I know what happened.
If I was in another office downstairs, it wouldn't have thrown me for a loop. But I've moved upstairs.
Over there?
Over there.
Yeah?
And,
Wow!
I couldn't remember where I put my headphones. So I had a bit of a tizzy this morning.
Did you choose that move?
I've wanted to move upstairs for quite some time. It's quieter. I can focus a little better.
Quieter. Siri, would you find me?
I don't have an answer for that. Is there something else I can help with?
Yes, text Jay Scott.
What do you want to say?
Please find my bleeping headphones in the drawer in your studio.
Here's your message. Ready to send it?
Yes.
Okay, it's sent.
Hey, did you do the name yet?
No, as a matter of fact, I didn't.
I can do it.
Well, hold on.
Who's ready?
Who's ready?
To play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
It's the name game where you have a chance to win fantastic prizes if you've registered your name over at News Talk 93.1 ADECM. Up for grabs that we are qualifying people for this week is a one-hour relaxation massage with aromatherapy once a month for a year. From Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon, and the name this hour is Suzanne Barrett. Suzanne Barrett, give us a call at 396-5477, 396-5477, and you will qualify.
All right, we'll wait on that call at 396-5477. We got a William Tell wake up today.
Okay.
And when we come back, we'll have our most electrifying story, and it's good news for carnivores. 609, your local news.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Dr. Nicole Ivey says she has not resigned from her position as principal at Lead Academy. In a statement, she says she was asked to resign after meeting with the State Department of Education about Lead's, quote, lack of compliance with multiple state laws applicable to charter schools. Lead Academy's board will meet tonight to consider a personnel report. All new member activities for Troy University fraternities have been suspended. This comes after two fraternities were suspended because of alleged hazing. The Dean of Student Services and the Office of Fraternity Affairs will hold a series of mandatory meetings with members of each of the fraternities to go over the new member process and reiterate policies regarding hazing and safety. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. How to sell your home in the shortest period of time. Remember the five P's. Prepare your home to sell. Painting in the interior, exterior, cleaning the home thoroughly. Have a professional cleaner. Landscaping, painting the front door. Repair any items that you've put off. Present the home. Buyers like clean homes. Be able to show the home with a short notice. Allow buyers time to see the home with their realtor alone so they can ask questions. Promote your home through open houses, Facebook, LinkedIn, web pages, military sites, Realtor.com, and Zillow. Pay for part of the closing costs. This local market demands a certain part of closing costs to be paid by the seller. Provide a one-year warranty for the buyer. This is great for the buyer and for you too. After the sale, if some system goes out, they won't be calling you about a repair. For the details of our marketing plan, call the Goodson Group at 551-0225 or email me directly at bogoodson@charter.net. That's 551-0225.
CBS Tonight is all new, starting with a surprising new Survivor, Island of the Idols.
What is happening?
And David Boreanaz returns.
We're back.
In the season premiere of SEAL Team.
Playtime's over, boys. Focus up.
Then, it's the season premiere of SWAT on its new night.
The city's under attack.
Drones are terrorizing L.A.
This could be the deadliest attack yet.
Unless you stop it.
SWAT, season premiere, CBS Tonight.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Honest advertising.
Credit cards. If you don't have money but you still want to buy stuff, then get a plastic IOU card that will have you swimming in debt for the rest of your life. We made it so the longer it takes you to pay us back, the more you'll rack up an interest and the harder it will be to pay off. We'll also include a 30-page tiny disclaimer booklet that you won't read. And remember, the more you use your card, the more cash you get back. It's like you're digging a hole and we give you a handful of dirt to fill it back in, but only after you dig 5 feet deeper. And if you can't pay off your credit card, we'll encourage you to get another card to pay off that one and another to pay off that one. It's like a giant Ponzi scheme, only legal. Credit cards.
Keep it here for more absolutely honest advertising.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, It's Greg Budell.
And you can read all about it on my Facebook page, but they've done another one of those studies. And just like in the 80s when they said, don't eat eggs because eggs will kill you. And then they said eggs are good for you because they got protein. And they've changed their mind on so much of this research over the years.
What do they say now?
After an extensive study, they can find no direct benefit to not eating red meat. In other words, if you
red meat is back in?
It's back in. It's back in. That may seem insane.
Thank you.
In the sense that I don't know how many people stopped.
Right.
But according, and this is a very extensive study, and I have the results on Facebook just for you.
Oh, how exciting.
Yes. Hey, did you get your pudding?
I didn't see it down there, but
it's in the fridge.
I didn't see it. I looked in the fridge. I got real heartbroken looking at the BLT setup.
I didn't know if you could do that or not.
I can't until this Michigas settles down. Like, I don't know if I'll ever be able to again.
Is that a good picture?
Just gave me a good,
I know.
Just give me a good idea.
It hurts my heart.
Ladies and gentlemen, Emily Hayes suffers from the Michigas. When volunteers come to your home, please give generously so that others won't have to suffer the choice between vanilla pudding and bacon.
What's the capital of Michigas? Is it Grand Rapids?
Hey, no, that's in Upper Michigas, Lower Michigas. And there's a big bridge called the Michigas Bridge that connects the two.
Between pudding and bacon. No, but I see Rich's picture of the BLT, and I just, I can taste it. I can taste the tomatoes and the bacon and the little sprinkle of cricket dust on the toasted bread with, it makes my heart hurt and my stomach growl.
Oh, man.
Life is hard.
Well, I put it on TV, and that is a clear sign.
I feel like Jaleah now.
Oh, she apparently has some choice words when it got on TV in the background.
Snap.
Ryan mentioned about how she felt about that.
Well, watch my indifference.
I'm texting you the picture so you can do what you want with it, buddy.
Look, when I'm in my kitchen, in and around, getting cleaned up, sorting prep, deciding what audio will be useful, and all the other decisions I have to make between 2:20 and the time I bolt the door.
I know.
Yeah, you go through pretty much the same routine. I do think about them, and I feel bad that I just don't have time to make a double batch and drop off one there.
You're not a food cart.
No. That's what we should have gotten you for your birthday. Some beat-up food truck.
Speaking of food cart.
Did you see the airport food cart?
I'm going to put that video up.
That was hilarious. God.
Yeah.
It went.
A berserk food cart on an airport tarmac, and just as about O'Hare to go into it, at O'Hare of all places, ram into a jet, another guy in a truck
rams
the cart, turns it over on its side.
Like a cop ramming a potential criminal car, vehicle,
And then there's 1,000 cherry tomatoes rolling around on the runway. That's,
it went crazy.
I'm going to post that on Facebook, too, but could you text me the BLT picture?
You just got it text and sent to you on email.
Oh, that's
did you have
better.
A BLT, Jay?
Yeah.
Everybody gets a BLT.
Did you not want one?
Right. I want one. I cannot have one.
I hear you. I hear you.
Well, there's
right
enough
there
for you guys to split another one.
Oh, gosh.
Just heat that bacon a little bit.
It was big.
Yeah. All right. The airport food truck video now available on Facebook. That food truck is something they could take to MPB if they really wanted their food truck to look as good as new, maybe better. That would be my recommendation. That is the Turner family's standard outcome.
Right.
With each and every vehicle that comes in, no matter how badly damaged, they want to return it to the owner as good as new, maybe better. And that means completely repaired as well, because the Turners built their reputation on skipping nothing. They are as thorough gets when examining the forensics of an accident, and everything gets repaired. And that's what they insist that the insurance companies do, and you, as the payer of the premiums, should make sure that your car, that no step in the process is overlooked. So as much as they've got state-of-the-art equipment and super, super talented people at MPB, their ethics are the foundation of everything they do over 3.5 decades now. On the boulevard at East Shirley Lane, the number's 27 Rec with a W at 619. The timeline coming up next with Rick.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic with an update for you. It's too early to have an accident, but we got one. I-85 inbound. Just as you come up on the Mount Meigs exit, we have an accident there. Should be off on the shoulder of the road, but it's causing a bit of a slowdown. Use caution in the area. Everywhere else is looking really good this morning, and let's try to keep it that way if we can. Smile. It's going to be a beautiful Wednesday. Mini-term B classes at Trenum State Community College start October 11th. Registration going on now through October 10th. Trenum State, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made, but the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Congressional aides get what's being called an urgent briefing requested by the State Department's Inspector General today as House Democrats demand documents and testimony related to President Trump's call asking Ukraine's president to investigate Joe Biden.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo accused the committees of intimidation and said the schedules were not feasible. A former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine was slated to meet committee members today. She's now testifying next week.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Sentencing starts today for Amber Geiger, the former Dallas police officer convicted of murder.
Botham Jean was shot and killed 13 months ago inside his own apartment.
He saw someone? Yes, I thought it was my apartment. Oh my God.
Geiger, in her 911 call, she argued she was mentally fatigued after working overtime. And now, following the verdict, faces between 5 and 99 years in prison.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. America's listening to Fox News.
We had a responsibility to shed light on these stories.
This is not the average case of a whodunit. I love how bad guys get caught using science. Y'all ready to do this? We're all gonna do it together. The person whose life you save will be someone that you know.
I'm so thankful for you.
The power of 11 starts with one. One show, The Dr. Oz Show.
Weekday mornings at 9 and evenings at 10:05 on Fox 20.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join the fight against breast cancer during our Catch Me in Pink campaign and give back to the Joy to Life Foundation. Learn more at calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
What's worse than your heating going out in the middle of winter? Your AC wimping out in the heat of summer. Barrett Heating and Cooling has been serving the Tri-County area since 1978. They're ready to help you when your system goes kaput. Whether you want to maintain your heating and cooling units with one of their maintenance plans or upgrade your equipment, trust Barrett to be there for you. From AC units to air purification and humidity control, trust the team at Barrett. Call them today, 285-0014.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Who's in the mood for a Wednesday show?
I just want to talk.
I'm just not really myself.
Wake up, redneck.
I work hard.
Hey, you've got to drive your kids to school before the truancy officer comes after you.
This is America. Human rights are so yesterday here.
As you know, we haven't yet filled the regional supervisor job. I'll fax over some of the things we're looking for, okay?
Fax? Why don't you just send it over on a dinosaur?
You know, it's not a tidal wave.
6:23 with the timeline for October the 2nd. Here's your host, Rich Thomas.
The 2nd it is. It's the 275th day of the year. There are 90 days remaining. It's National Walk or Bike to School Day. I was a walker.
We didn't live close enough. We took the bus, though.
We walked, and it wasn't exactly around the corner. It was middle school was half a mile each way. Yeah. High school was uphill both ways.
Yeah.
About half a mile, too.
It was about a third of a mile.
Rides to school. This is Chicago, not Miami. It was.
But let me tell you, walking home with a stiff north wind and a wind chill factor of minus 10 With snow blowing in your eyes, it was not fun.
But it toughened you up.
Yeah, it did.
Look at you.
See, on this date in 1919, Woodrow Wilson, president of the U.S., suffers a stroke. It left him partially paralyzed, but many say that his wife was the de facto president after that. Probably was. That's shady.
I've read on that,
it's
and that
really
is true.
Shady.
Yeah.
69 years ago, 1950, the first Peanuts comic strip featuring Charlie Brown and Snoopy appeared in newspapers. It was called Lil Folks back then.
Lil Folks!
Lil Folks.
Oh, that's great!
Last week I posted a, I think it was a GIF, or is it a GIF, Jay?
GIF.
Of the first moment in any of the Peanuts videos where Charlie Brown meets Snoopy.
Oh, really?
It is really cute.
That's cool.
If you go around 5,000 posts back, you'll be able to find it.
Serial poster.
60 years ago, in 1959, Chevy debuted the wonderful Corvair, the rear-engine compact car ready to explode. 60 years ago in 1959, same day, The Twilight Zone debuted on CBS, created by Rod Serling, submitted for your approval at the signpost up ahead, The Twilight Zone.
Best series.
1965, The McCoys, number one on the U.S. chart with Hang On, Sloopy. Just, and when you see their pictures, they're just a bunch of teenage boys. The lead singer is 17-year-old Rick Derringer from Cleveland. And the official state song of the state of Ohio is Hang On, Sloopy. Is that not cool? I think that's great.
That is not only cool, it's
adorable.
1967. Ooh, all six members of the Grateful Dead busted by the California narcotics agent for possession of marijuana at the group's 710 Ashbury Street home, not far from the corner of Haight. San Francisco, same day, 1967, Thurgood Marshall sworn in as the first black Supreme Court justice on the first Monday. 48 years ago in 1971, Soul Train premiered. Same day in 71, Rod Stewart earns his first number one hit with Wake Up, Maggie. 5 week run at number one with Maggie May. 1977, the body of Elvis Presley and Mother Gladys moved from the cemetery where they were buried to Graceland after unsuccessful attempts were made to snatch the coffins.
Guys, so people are weird.
There's been a lot of famous coffin thefts. That's why Lincoln is buried like 50 feet.
In concrete.
Yeah, completely surrounded by concrete in Springfield, Illinois.
38 years ago in 81, police released Ghost in a Machine featuring Every Little Thing She Does Is Magic.
Sting's birthday today.
Yeah, he's 68. You'll get to that in just a second. Stand by. 37 years ago in 1982, Jack and Diane, John Cougar Mellencamp, number one on the pop charts. He was John Cougar. Then he, his real name is Mellencamp, but then he added Mellencamp, then just John Mellencamp. Now our song of the day, and ironically, it was released on this date in 1983. Phil Collins admits he was trying to sound like Ringo Starr on the drums. Top 10, fall hit, Red Hot Genesis, 46 years ago. This is That's All.
Just as I thought it was going all right.
Sucked on the intro.
I thought it was right. It's always the same, it's just a shame. That's all.
Just wrecked the rest of my day, that's all.
No.
Oh, come on, man.
And you'd say night.
But this is my favorite part of the day.
I love this song.
It's just a shame, and that's all.
It's one of the few songs, first time I heard it, it's a big hit.
Phil. 1985 on this date. Hollywood icon Rock Hudson dies of AIDS. First big deal star with that disease. 24 years ago in 1995, O.J. Simpson trial jurors stunned the courtroom. They reached a verdict in the 8-month murder trial in less than 4 hours. But that decision was kept secret until the following day. It was the following day, was October 3rd. It was the day I got my first Mustang GT convertible. And the day after that was Hurricane Opal.
Oh.
Three big days.
We were in fifth grade, and our fifth grade teacher took us down to the youth room to watch them read the verdict.
I was all over that trial. Yeah.
That was a bad joke on America, that whole thing.
Mm-hmm. 14 years ago in 2005, first NFL game outside the U.S. took place in Mexico, That's Mexico.
Thank you.
The Arizona Cardinals beat San Francisco 49ers 31-14. 3 years ago today, Vin Scully broadcast his last Dodgers game after a record 67th season. Hey, our buddy Joe Davis, as soon as the season is over, he's just swamped right now. He's going to talk to us on the radio. He took over Vin Scully's broadcasting of the Dodgers.
Got the Nationals coming in.
Yeah. Tiffany is 48 today. She can now afford a second name, a last name. Kelly Ripa is 49. How about that?
Most of her.
Oh, I got you. Lorraine Bracco is 65. I'll never forget her on The Sopranos.
Yeah, she was perfect great. In that role.
She was also good in Goodfellas. I don't know
yes.
if you remember that role.
Absolutely, yeah. No, she was, yeah.
Sting is 68 today. Don McLean, his biggest hit was American Pie. He's 74. Rex Reed is a movie critic, and he's 81. Now, countdowns. 16 days till the J-Bear birthday. 29 days till Halloween. Time changes 3 days later. 57 days till Thanksgiving. 59 days till the Iron Bowl. And let's see. We've got... I left Christmas off here. I left Christmas off. But
what?
It's about a month after that.
It's like, what did you say yesterday? 84 days?
Yeah, 84
probably.
Days.
84 days of Christmas. That's your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas. At about 6:31, quick word for a great company. And I think this week, if not this week, next, we'll find out. Adams Drugs is up for Alabama Retailer of the Year. Not just eligible, but one of the three finalists, which means they'll place first, second, or third. To me, they're gold, but gold, silver, bronze. Those are the three categories. They'll be in one of those. And among the many criterion that businesses... they're considered for giving businesses this award. Right at the top there is customer service and reputation. And nobody rates higher. It is such a personal experience. And by the way, don't you think that's how it should be when it comes to your health? Something that you can feel like you're not only discussing in private, but with people that actually get to know you, make an effort to get to know you and care about you. That's the word I invented is Mayberry-esque because... it's big city quality, but with that nice small town touch. Gift shops, hey, you can get a candy bar. Sometimes that's what you need to make you feel good. And everything else you need from over the counter, and they're happy to consult with you on those items as well. My guy, Lamar, out on Vaughn Road, east of Taylor, and that team out there, sensational. So good that when I moved to, closer to a different Adams Drugs, I still go out there for my prescriptions because I just love them. And I would feel like I was betraying them if I went somewhere else. Can't do it. Go to AdamsDrugs.net to find the one nearest you.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. One of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
All right, first the bad news. The record highs continue today. I think we are in the neighborhood of 100 again today and tomorrow. This is October. Yesterday we had the hottest October day ever recorded. 101. So the record heat continues through Friday. Rain chances are not zero. Future radar, I noticed, prints out a couple of showers this afternoon and again tomorrow afternoon. But I'm no fool. We're in a drought, so I'm going to keep the rain chances under 20%.
We had a light shower at our place yesterday.
Is that right?
Yep.
Very nice. Tonight's low 73. Tomorrow and Friday, upper 90s again with the record highs continuing through Friday, but I think that's it. That's the end of the record highs. That'll be day 10. And then over the weekend, 95 Saturday, 91 Sunday, we'll put the rain chances at 15% Saturday, 20% Sunday, so not zero. And then scattered showers and thunderstorms Monday ahead of that cold front that'll be moving through the state. And I think by the time the showers reach central Alabama, there may not be many left, but we're hoping that there'll be at least a few showers. And then by Tuesday and Wednesday, highs in the low 80s, lows at night around 60. What a nice change. Right now this morning, clear skies. It's 72 degrees, 634.
What is our TV topic today?
It's about...
is it the financial responsibility?
Money and couples.
Yeah.
Do you sometimes make an expenditure you don't tell your significant other about?
No.
Well, I'm buying her a surprise gift.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice.
I mean, there are some justifiable circumstances, but...
Yeah.
I can understand that being a thing, because... And maybe that's one reason why my first several marriages...
First several.
Had issues. Anyway, we'll get into that with them coming up right now at 6:34. Let's visit with Skipper down in the traffic dungeon, and then we'll be back. Get your TV warmed up and pop us... By the way, David Woods will be joining us on Happy Hour at 4 o'clock this afternoon. An invitation has been issued to the Reid campaign. We have not heard back.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic with another update for you this morning. We have an accident. I-85 inbound just past Mount Meigs before you get to Taylor Road. The last report we had, emergency vehicles were on the scene. There's a bit of a slowdown there. Please use caution in that area. Everywhere else is looking pretty good this morning, so drive carefully and please don't text and drive. Montgomery Cardiovascular, now located at Festival Plaza Shopping Center. Festival Plaza at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn, another great McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Today's show is brought to you by Way Back Wednesday. Here's to remembering the words to every song from the 80s, but forgetting why you walked into the kitchen.
Hey, Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. Pretty much everyone agrees. We have the best diamonds, the best jewelry, and the best selection in town. But what is hogwash is, people think we're expensive. That's total, complete nonsense. We sell the finest diamonds, the finest jewelry. That's all we're going to sell you. And we do it at the lowest price compared to everyone in town. We did this for years. We used to make jewelry for Zales, Army's Air Force Exchange Services, Costco, you name it. Come to Marguerite's. Shop us. If you shop anybody else, we'll save you thousands.
Women of Hope, an organization of Montgomery women embracing and nurturing hope of prevention and eradication of breast cancer, invite you to their signature luncheon Monday, October 7th at 11:30 at the Embassy Suites Hotel on Tallapoosa Street in Montgomery. Enjoy lunch and an inspiring Voices and Visions of Hope message by breast cancer survivor and Women of Hope member Carol Golson. For more information or to get your tax-deductible tickets, visit thewomenofhope.org or call 220-4599.
Hi, this is Jason with Wholesale Hunter. We've been advertising with Blue Water for a while now. We have great results with them. Appreciate everything they do with us.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This is Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Sarah was looking for a job, but wanted to stay local.
That's right.
First, she built a giant satellite, then launched it into space to send a signal transmitting her resume. This did not lend Sarah a job, but it did start a war with the Zarkon Nebula.
I went too far.
Yes, Sarah went too far. But you don't have to go too far to go far. Montgomery area helpwanted.com only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. Montgomery area helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Big news. Put some music. It's okay to eat red meat. They say the nutrition community is up in arms over this because there's a lot at stake.
Yeah, a lot at stake. See, that's a red meat.
Yeah, see, that's what I did there.
I see what you did.
Because I'm a silly sausage. But here's the thing. They've been, you know, the nutritionists are the ones. Because if most things are okay or harmless, what are they going to do for a living?
Right, exactly.
Should there be dietary guidelines? Absolutely. I think everybody's got very specific and individual things they need. It's like we were talking to Allison about that yesterday from Infusion. She counsels people and that kind of stuff. But there are people. This is why my partner of many years on the radio in South Florida, Don Agony, was a vegan. And he was a militant vegan. And
even back then?
Yeah, so if he was a vegan, he thought everybody had to be a vegan.
Right.
I think if you're a vegan and that's what you want to do, more power to you. But don't impose what you think is right on me.
Hmm. And sorry.
It's okay. It sounded great.
sounded like thunder.
Sounded exciting. Yeah, we'd love to hear some thunder. Let's get ready for TV.
Showtime.
And look at me, like a cat ready to pounce on a mouse to hit that button. We'll put us in TV land.
Saw driftwood.
Rich.
Where was this?
Nothing. They were showing the beach.
Oh, the beach. Some of the beach.
Oh, Lord.
And again, 4 o'clock this afternoon, David Woods on Happy Hour, sir, guest. And I need to talk to Jerome.
This is... Yeah, Emily said it wouldn't hurt to emphasize.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
I would.
Yeah.
He's one of my favorite
I'll say
people.
Something to him. Jerome?
Jerome.
He is a hoot and a holler.
Oh, yeah.
He's great.
He is.
But, I mean, that would be a nice... What if you had them debate on air? That would be exciting.
Is JD on the radio, right?
Yeah. It's good stuff.
Hey, sounds like Tusk.
Yeah, we'll be doing...
Brighten your morning. Energize your day. Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
An annual survey called Couples and Money, not for us, found that 1 in 5 relationships that people in relationships think their partner is bad with money.
And if that's how you feel, you're over 10 times more likely to break up, apparently. One more random stat from the survey, 25% of people in relationships said they'd spend $100 on a gift if they knew it would immediately end a fight.
All right, well, to bring you through with a lady over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Well, this will be a conversation loaded with happy memories.
What did you say? What was the phrase you used earlier?
My first several marriages?
My first several marriages.
Well, I was dating somebody once.
Uh-huh.
And I was making a good living, but I had a daughter.
Right.
Okay, so I had some responsibilities. And we went shopping one day, and we went to Neiman Marcus or someplace, and I was looking at a pair of jeans, and this is like in the 90s. And they were $60.
Okay.
And I looked at it, and when you're a parent, and you'll soon.
No, I.
You evaluate everything through that parental prism.
Mm-hmm.
So I looked at him. I wanted to buy him, but I said, you know what? $60. This is not smart spending on my part. So I put him back. She broke up with me because I was cheap.
Oh.
That's how she viewed that.
Yeah.
That's awful.
What a woman.
How do you keep...
Watch it.
How do you keep track of what the other is spending? I mean, how do you...
You put one person in charge. And communication is the key to every successful relationship.
I see.
And husband is overall in charge of the bills and all that stuff.
He's a darn good birdhouse maker, too.
Well, yeah. Thanks.
But you probably have, there's probably joint accounts,
he's
right?
He's spending money on that, though. Emily, are you okay with that?
Birdhouses aren't free.
He built a birdhouse for Greg's birthday.
Yeah.
Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's got a weather vane on top that says Chicago on one side and Miami on the other.
Yeah,
too.
We should send that.
I used to work in both of those cities. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Personalized.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
Both cities have buses, too.
No, we talk about...
Yeah,
we,
I was like...
You know, actually,
it's... I was like, was the emblem instead of a rooster, a bus.
Oh, man, we totally should have done that.
You know, Montgomery is like almost midway between those two locations. Yeah.
How great is that?
Wow.
Such a nice place to land.
But yes, the best. So we communicate about what we spend. We talk about things we're going to do. We just talked about a thing coming up in Mobile, and we haven't been back to Mobile in a long time, so we're probably going to do that later this fall. But we talk about it and make sure it's in the budget before we do something. I know I'm bad with money, which is why he's in charge of saying, yes, we can afford this, or no, we can't.
But if his birthday's coming up, you have to buy something.
Be very, very sneaky.
Oh.
You know.
Hashtag Capital One.
Right.
Every day I have to
one
live.
One thing money-wise that I'm struggling with right now, Emily, want to get your thoughts on this. My fiance Logan, she has just informed me that apparently the honeymoon is a fashion show of new outfits, and she's given me a list of items that I have to now go and buy all these new clothes.
Oh,
and yeah.
She is stepping out as a married woman in married fashion.
Yeah.
And Andrew is not complying. He's like, where do I go to get stuff from?
Jalea is going to be my personal stylist.
Sorry, why do you need clothes for your honeymoon?
You weren't going to say it, I was.
I didn't know what all we could say. I think I bought two new outfits for the honeymoon, and that was just the leaving and the coming back.
I don't know if you're going to a tropical location, but why would you need a bunch of new outfits?
Logan
has a travel outfit.
Yes.
Well. And I will say this, Logan does not shop a lot other than for scrubs.
that explains a lot, though, because she wears uniforms, and so then she needs to have, like, this is her.
Well, she's going all out.
I'm with Jalea on that. I had
to be the better half.
I had a travel outfit, too. That's something very common, so.
All right. Producer says wrap.
To match your luggage, but we'll talk about that later. We've got a lot to.
We'll go to lunch. We'll go to lunch.
Good luck, Andrew.
Yes. Bye, guys. Have a good day.
I have a good one.
If you want to hear more from 3 Minute Lady, be sure to tune into News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday, starting at 6.
I was gonna. I've wanted to tell it. It just didn't work out to put it in there. But for Christmas. A couple of years ago, I gave Janelle and her fiance a cardboard bark box. You know, they come in, right?
Yeah, sure.
And I had saved, I put $1,000 in it, singles. In
jeez, that's great.
Wrap bills. I gave it to him and I said, one of the things that can become troublesome for couples in a marriage is money. So this is not just a Christmas gift. This is something for you to work with. You can split it and do what you need to do individually. You can use this as something you decide you need together. But whatever, I rather than go out and get some specific item, I thought, well, this, you plan for the wedding, whatever it is you want to do. I thought that was a brilliant idea.
No, I think it's great. It's a nice gift to get because I know how big those bark boxes are.
Yeah, well, you know, it was fun. I mean, it's a fun thing to give because they didn't know what it was. You take the wrapping paper up. Oh, you gave us a bark box, Dad.
Right.
Your father is losing it already. But actually, I thought that was a pretty good idea. And it is true. It is an issue. And this from the guy, I never got to say this either this morning, but I'm the guy that turned $1 million into $25 in Continental Airlines stock with my brilliant money management skills.
That's why you have Brent McDonald now.
That's why I have Brent McDonald now. Yes, Rich.
I think in a relationship, if you communicate about it, the chances of it getting out of hand or you getting into a bad spot.
I communicated. I just lied all the time when I was young and immature.
Oh. You knew no better.
It was only
and then I was poor and it didn't matter. Nobody wanted me when I was poor. See, love is so connected to... Not really.
This is
depressing. Hollywood Hotel, good
evening. The picture? Oh, yes. It's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in.
At 6:48 on News Talk 93.1 FM... An interesting moment at the White House yesterday when a mouse fell from the ceiling and landed on a reporter's lap. I can't think of anything creepier. You're there at a press conference and all of a sudden there's a rodent in your lap.
Yeah. And I always wonder, is it a rat?
Well, it's the place for them, I guess. Anyway, the White House not immune to issues with rodents. In fact, there was a press conference with Obama a few years back, and a rat went running off.
I don't remember that.
You don't?
No.
It's true, and you can... I would go on to Google and look that up. It actually happened.
Is that a UFO on the screen over there?
It's like above a smudge the on the camera.
It looks like a love bug.
It does. It looks like somebody forgot to clean the camera lens. It's a cloud. We're looking at Ryan on TV. Steve Carell has begun filming a Netflix comedy called Space Force. This is probably going to be The Office with people in white, you know, suits and helmets and oxygen.
Actually, I'm thinking of him, and I'm thinking of Space Force and a comedy. This might be... When is it coming out? Do you know?
I don't know.
He's been filming it, so probably within a year or so.
Jay's got that voice.
I heard that.
Yeah, he's going to talk like this all day.
16 fans.
Rocking hits.
This year have been seriously injured by baseballs at Major League games. Now, you consider there are, you know, 88 million people that go to ball games every year.
And how many baseball games are there a year?
Right.
But yeah, several thousand.
So now good. They're going to have nets all over the place?
They want to run nets all the way down to the foul poles.
Man. Guess what? We've been doing Major League Baseball since the late 1800s. You know, there is a risk when you go to... And
but
you,
that's the risk you take.
It's on the ticket. Yeah, that's why you can't sue if you get hurt. You're supposed to not sit there with your head up your behind.
That's right. Don't look at your phone.
You know what? I'll bet there's a correlation between some of these injuries.
And
cell phones.
And cell phones. I wouldn't be
situational
surprised.
Awareness, people.
13 of the major league teams have announced they will extend their nets further, most planning to take it all the way down to the foul pole.
Yeah.
Now, that means that the people that are paying obscene prices for box seats in the first couple of rows...
Yep.
They're going to be looking at a net.
Yeah.
They got to see everything through a net.
That's,
you know what?
Not good.
Yeah.
I'd rather sit in the upper deck unobstructed.
Mm-hmm.
And closer to the toilets. It's... female. This is supposed to be an issue that we're going to get all upset about, okay? So I'm just warning you. The female bosses in movies are supposed to represent powerful women. But in movies, they're four times more likely to be shown naked. So what does that mean? This is another one of those studies that found...
Nudity sells?
Pretty much.
And they're also five times more likely to be sexually harassed than the men.
Hmm.
I don't know what to say about that, but...
That makes three, four of us.
Matt Damon turned down a $250 million Avatar role. Because Cameron offered him 10% of the profits. I tried to watch this finally. It was on...
Avatar?
I don't get it.
I don't
get why this was the biggest movie of all time.
I watched it exactly one time. No, I did give it a second chance.
And I don't know why.
It sucked the second time, too.
I think it became... a phenomenon that everybody, it was one of those things where if you didn't see it, you felt like you were some kind of a freak. But I've really heard nobody say, wow, that was the most amazing cinematic experience I've ever had.
No. It's a great South Park episode about it.
It was his first film after Titanic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there was that sort of sort of thing. Let's go see what he did since Titanic. It had this 3D thing that everybody was talking about.
Yeah.
And so I guess that was sort of the draw. I don't know why. I don't know why it made so much money.
If
I don't know.
Somebody asked me what it's about. I'd say about 2 hours.
Well, at the time, it was the only 3D movie to see. Now you can see 3D movies all over the place. But at the time, that was the only thing. Yeah. So, I don't know. Maybe that was the gimmick for it.
How long has it been now? Like 7 years since the first one?
At least.
More than that, actually.
Yeah. I bought it, and this is a terrible reason to buy it, because it was the biggest selling movie of all time at the time. And that's why it's on my shelf.
2009, it's been 10 years.
You know, to have a well-rounded collection, you would need to do that.
Yeah, I mean, I have.
It came out in December of 2009, so that has been 10 years now. December 18th.
There's a rumor that Marvel Comics wants John Krasinski and Emily Blunt, they're married, for a new Fantastic Four movie. Now, I love John Krasinski in The Office. His character is great. He's Mr. Everyday Guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he plays it perfectly. But you know what? I saw him... What was he in?
Oh, that stupid George Clooney movie, Leatherheads.
He's the same guy?
Same guy. I'm sorry. He is the exact same guy, even though it was a period piece and it was many years ago. He's that.
Didn't he beef up for some role, though?
Watch him in 13 Hours, the Benghazi movie.
I
did see that, but I didn't notice him.
That's him.
That's him. So yeah, then he did a good job of not being the everyday guy.
All right, well, this will be a challenge. I'm challenging you, John Krasinski.
Watch him in, Emily Blunt did a movie together.
Watch him in A Quiet Place.
Yeah. Expand your horizons.
In my house?
Yeah, watch him in A Quiet Place. Go to some place quiet in your house and watch John Krasinski.
He had a starring role in Avatar. Yeah, he did not.
But it was John Krasinski looking like an avatar.
A big blue smirk.
I am Robert De Niro. When I am not crapping on my legacy by sleepwalking through awful movies for huge paychecks, I start my mornings with this show. I'm just reading what it says. Are we done?
Yeah, we're done. In that spirit of crapping on his legacy, he's finally admitted that Righteous Kill, a movie he made 10 years ago with Al Pacino, sucked.
Yeah. That was a big draw because it's like, ooh, it's Robert De Niro and Al Pacino, first time together in movies.
Yeah.
So and it was horrible. Hello.
But I heard he recently went off on a rant on a TV network here.
On CNN. He's been doing it. Nobody heard it. That's
He dropped the
big bomb.
Yeah.
On CNN.
Not only on the president, but those who would support him.
Hoo-ah!
It's 6:55. Baumhauer's Victory Girl. We're going to be there tonight, and we're celebrating Jeff Balocki. We're having a little send-off for Mr. Balocki.
Is he still in town?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, getting ready to go, but we wanted, because he's been part of this situation here at Blue Water, doing traffic and being the voice of this radio station, Mr. Announcer, for so long, we felt it was important to Patriots. So come and celebrate with Jeff. Yes, free cake tonight.
Balocki. Where is Balocki at?
Baumhauer's Victory Grill tonight. It is 6:56. Fox News coming up.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic with another update for you this morning. We are still showing a little bit of a slowdown on I-85 inbound this morning. There was an accident earlier. Between Mount Meigs and Taylor Road inbound, use caution in the area. Hopefully, they're getting that out of the way now. Everything else is looking pretty clear. 231 inbound to the capital city is doing well as 31 in from Prattville. 65 north and southbound, no issues this morning. Reinhardt Toyota Service Center is looking for technicians that have ASE certification and at least 3 years' experience. Call Robert Jones, Reinhardt Toyota, to apply. 676-3862 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services provided by the lawyers.
Let's give that name game name one more time real quick because they still have 3 minutes to call.
Yeah. So it was Susan Barrett, I do believe.
Hey, Susan.
Yeah.
You have until the end of the hour to get in touch with us at 396-5477. That is 396-5477, and when you do, you'll qualify for that smart skin med spa massage package.
And if you don't, your opportunity turns into a pumpkin because we're going to call another name after 7.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A family from Prattville was having trouble saving enough money to send their second daughter to college. So So when they called us, we put our diplomas to work and came up with a solution.
Alabama Home Mortgage dropped their rate by 2% and lowered their monthly payment by $300, which allowed them to graduate to big savings.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly burden much sooner than you thought ever possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you can save.
Let us show you the Alabama Home Mortgage difference.
Call 567-4223 or visit us at alahomemortgage.com to apply today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
You know that feeling you get when you spend less but get more? What if that feeling also came with a 60-day satisfaction guarantee? Raise your expectations. With WOW Business, you get fast internet and a partnership that helps enable business growth and success. Act now. Get 1 gig WOW Business internet starting at $199 a month. Visit wowforbusiness.com. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
If you have a name, then you have a chance to win one of